We're learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, and we were discussing today different Hatmona in Yonim and a little bit Muksa in Yonim today. So, the Gemara, we're starting Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, four lines from the top of two dots. It said in the Mishnah that certain things you're not allowed to do Hatmona with because they're Moisif Havel, because they add heat, and those things you can't even do before Shabbos. And at the end of the Mishnah, there's a list of things that are only a problem if they're wet, if they're fresh. But if they're dry, it's not a problem. What are those things? Teven, zagin, muchin, and asavim. You know, straw, pits. Muchin is pieces of wool. And asavim is grass. When they're wet, there's a problem. But when they're dry, it's not a problem of moisat hevel. Zogt gemara, boyelu, lachem achmas atzmo, idum lachem machmas dava achar. When it says that it's wet and it's still wet, does it mean it's wet by itself? Or maybe it dried and I put water on it and made it wet again. When we say it's moist of hevel, it has to be dafka naturally wet, or even if I made it wet afterwards, could that be moist of hevel also? That's the Gemara Shaila. Tasha Ma, it said in our Mishnah, the list of things, leva tevem, leva zagin, leva muchin, leva asavim. So Mishlam has straw and pits and grass. We understand that if they're just cut now, they could be wet and fresh. And the pits also comes from grapes, or peels from grapes, they can be wet. But muchin, which is wool, how in the world is it wet? His man shame lachim. So yeah, some lachim achmas dava achar shape. If you say it got wet from something else, we understand how it's possible to have something wet by muchin. Eli amrit lachim achmas atzmon. But if you say it's naturally wet, how is muchin lachim achmas atzmon? How is it possible? Hek mishkachas lo. How is it possible pieces of wool to be wet? It doesn't grow on the ground. How is it wet? How is it fresh? How can muchin be wet? Machmas atzman. And for the Gemara, Mimarti the Beni Atmi. You took this wool from between the thighs of the behema, and that part of the behema is full of sweat. So it's wet machmas atzman. And the Lashon Marta means they pull it out there. You can't even cut the hair there. It's so wet and it's a hard place to get. And they pull it out there. And that was the type of muchen you were using to wrap your pot. And therefore it's lach machmas atzman. Break the Gemara, Vatani Rabbi Oshaya, Taimdim Beksusi Vesha. We have a brisa from Oshaya, it says that you'll have to be Taimdim with a Ksusi Vesha, a clothing that is dry, or Paris Vesha, and dry Paris. Avalay Beksus Lecha, Avalay Beperis Lachim. You can't use a wet clothing or a wet Paris. Now, how is a clothing wet? It must be Machmas Davacha. Lecha Machmas Atzma Hechem Shkachasla. How is a Ksus? Lecha Machmas Atzma Hechem Shkachasla. How is it possible a piece of clothing to be wet by itself, naturally wet? And for the Gemara, Marta de Beyatmi, it's possible that if you use that wool that from between the thighs of the behemoth, it's so sweaty, even after you make it into clothing, it could still be wet, which is like a little chiddush. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about. When it says that lachim ma'asa, the Gemara says that maybe it means that it's wet machmas atzman and not machmas avacha. Aye, how is it possible by muchin or by ksus? Teretz says it was from beni atmi, from between the thighs of the behemah. Adkan, we just explained in the Mishnah the ain taimnin. What are you allowed to be taimnin with? So now the next Mishnah will say the things you are allowed to be taimnin with. That means again that Erev Shabbos, you let it make hatmana, but you can't make hatmana with something that's moisiv hevel, something that adds heat. On Shabbos, you can't do any hatmana, even something that's not moisiv hevel. Just to give an example, you can take a pot on, you know, you take a pot off the fire, Friday night suda, you take off the soup, and then you realize one of the kids are upstairs, so you want to wrap it in a pot. You want to wrap the pot in a blanket. You cannot do that on Shabbos. It's also hatmana. There's another halacha that Erev Shabbos, you can't do hatmana if it's moisiv hevel only. Which means you have a blanket with a heating source. You can't wrap your pot with that type of blanket. That would be atvana hamayis of hevel. That's the gay our days. Another example would be lefisam shitas. If you cover your urn completely from top to bottom and there has a heating element, that might be also. So machlokes actually, that might be also like we had yesterday, such an idea. Zok the Mishnah. So what are you allowed to be timing with Erev Shabbos? What type of things are not mayis of hevel? Zok the Mishnah. Taimin b'ksus uve peiros, you could be taimin it with clothing or peiros b'kam feyina, with wings from a dove unasurish al harashim unasurish unarish al piston daka, and you can use sawdust from a carpenter. and little splinters from the piston, from the flax. You're allowed to use those things to wrap the pears. That's not a problem. And Taisa speaks out that this Mishnah sounds like you're allowed to use any type of ksus or peris, even if they're wet, you're allowed to use them. That's what Taisa is medayik. And he says that before we had, right before this Mishnah, we had Rabbi Oshia in the Braisa, says Dafki Yavesha, that's arguing on our Mishnah. So our Mishnah says that you're allowed to use any ksus, peris, kafdiyen, sarishal karashim, sarishal pishdon, daka, and thin splinters from the flax. So Rehuda Oyser Radaka, he says, no, daka is mice of hevel. Umata Vagasa, he says, but only big pieces are mutter. And we'll see what Rabbi Huda is arguing, which part of the Mishnah Rabbi Huda is arguing. So the Gemara, since the Mishnah mentioned Kamfe Yaina, that you let her wrap your pot with wings from a dove, so the Gemara is going to give a little story about Kamfe Yaina. Om Rabbi Yana, Tfilin, Tzrichin Gufnaki. When you're wearing Tfilin, you have to have a Gufnaki. Ke'alisha Bal Kanafayim. The same way Elisha Bal Kanafayim was very makbid on Gufnaki, you also have to be makbid on Gufnaki. Mahi, what does that mean, being makbid on Gufnaki? You have to be careful before you put on your tefillin that you can be able to hold yourself back from passing gas. Rava Amar, that's not a big deal. You don't have to worry about that because you always can hold yourself back, as the Rava holds. But Rava says you have to be careful that you shouldn't fall asleep with it. Why? Because if someone falls asleep, then he might be mefiach, or Rashi says Yira Keri without realizing it. Tosfos holds that Yira Keri be'etzim is not a problem while wearing tefillin. But Yafiach is a problem, so you have to be careful of Gufnaki, just like Elisha has, and Smachlaikas. Abaye says you have to be very careful. You have to be careful before you put on that you're not going to be Mafiach Bam. And Rava says, Layishim Bam, you're not going to be able to make sure you're not tired, so you won't fall asleep. And Tosis holds that Abaye argues on Rava, holds that you could hold yourself back from falling asleep, so really they're arguing on each other. But my Karli Balkanafayim, why was Elisha called Balkanafayim? The Romans made a gzera that they're not allowed to wear tefillin. She called Niach tefillin yinakru es moicha. Anyone wears tefillin, they're gonna break his brain. And what's the pshat? Because you put tefillin on your head by your brain. So they said, if you put tefillin there, I'm gonna make a hole in your head. Well, Elisha menicham. Elisha wore tefillin, and the Rishonim speak out, even though it was sakana, and you're not allowed to put yourself in the sakana, but in Mishash Shmad, you're allowed to do mitzvahs, even not the Gimel Chamuras, you're allowed to do mitzvahs, but Mokam Sakana, Mokam Shmad. So Elisha wore him, the Yeretz HaShuk, he went out the street, Roh Kasta Echod, a soldier saw him, so he started running, Rots upon him, so Elisha started running away, Rots Achra ran after him, Kimet Shagia Etzloi, when he got close, with Notlon Meroishoi, so Elisha took his tilin off, Achaz Biyadeh, and put it into his hand. Amaloi Mazda Biyadecha. He saw him put something in his hand. So what's in your hand? Amaloi Kanfe Yaina, wings of a dove. Pasha's Yoda, he opened his hand. Venimsa Kanfe Yaina, it was Taka Kanfe Yaina. He had a nace done to him. And the Rishonim speak out that he wasn't lying when he said Kanfe Yaina, because we'll see in a second that mitzvahs are to protect the person just like the wings of a Yaina. That's what he meant. My mitzvahs are in my hand. My Kanfe Yaina are in my hand. But the Levites will end up being real Kanfe Yaina. The figure of Karnai is Elisha Kabal Kanafayim. My Shlok Kanfiyayna, why? Vasef is Kanfiyayna, Mashar Aifis. Vasef is a dove more than any other birds. But from the Imsel Knesset Yisrael, Yayna, Klai Yisrael is, we compare in the Psukim to Yayna. Shinema, it says the Pasuk Tehillim, Kanfiyayna Nechba Bekesef, and we're referring to Klai Yisrael, and we're saying that they're like Kanfiyayna covered in Kesef. So you see, we refer to Klai Yisrael as a yoina. What's the pshat? My yoina can afel meginus leh. Just like a yoina protects itself with the wings. Rashi explains that all other birds, they fight with other parts of their body. But the dove exclusively fights with their wings. So just like kamfe yoina are megin, protects the yoina. After Yisrael, mitzvois meginus lehem. Klai Yisrael also has wings. You know what their wings are? The mitzvahs. So that was the story with Elisha Bal Kanafayim. Just they have to speak out that the Gemara starts off that tefillin needs a gufnaki like Elisha Bal Kanafayim. What do you see anything about having gufnaki here? You see, Elisha had a nace done to him. Zoktais, is the maskul ka Elisha, that if not that he was so makbid on gufnaki, he wouldn't have had a nace done to him. And therefore, the Gemara is saying is, you should be careful of gufnaki like Elisha, because we know Elisha must have had a gufnaki, because Elisha had a nace done to him. Zok the Gemara Vaita. B'nesorah shel charoshim. It said in the Mishnah that Rav Yehuda argued on the end of the Mishnah. It said, "B'nesorah shel charoshim, carpenters, sawdust, and little splinters from the flax, daka, all these things are mutter to be tamei with him." Rav Yehuda says, "No, only with the gasa, not with daka, not with thin pieces." By the Huda, Nesara Shacharoshim, Kai, is he arguing back onto Nesara Shacharoshim, or on Urushal Piston? Or is he arguing on the last thing in the Mishnah? On Urushal Piston, Kai, Tashemar, Tanya, Huda, Imran, Urushal Piston, Daka, Reiko Zevel. And Zevel is also to, with dung, you're not allowed to make Hatwanak, which might have Havel. And he says, Urushal Piston, Daka. He sees arguing, Shamina, Urushal Piston, Kai, Shamina. He sees arguing on Urushal Piston. So the Mishnah Vaita. Toimnim b'shlochem. You're allowed to be toimim with hides, with skin the animal, like leather. You're allowed to be toimim with that. It's not moisef hevel. And it's also not muksa. Because these hides they used to use to as rugs, and therefore it's not muksa. Begizei tzemer, with pieces of wool that are not sewn up yet, that you're allowed to wrap your pots with. Ve'ein metaltel moisa. But you can't be metaltal it. And by Gizit Semer, you have to say it means it could be it was dry because Muchin are atop of Gizit Semer. But in any case, the Gizit Semer, it says, V'ein metaltal oisam. The Gizit Semer, you let it wrap it. You pat. It's not Moisef Hevel, but it's Muksa. And the reason why it's Muksa is because it's set aside for. It's set aside for a schayra to make clothing with it. So you don't want to really use it for atfana. Here, use it for atfana. Maybe metalfa moisam. And so you can't be metalfa. So now, what's the shayla? So how do you get your food out? If it's you're covered before Shabbos, gizet semer, gevaldik that it's mutter, but how are you getting your food? L'chayra, it's covered with something that's muksa. So what do you do? Ketzer moisam. So the cover had a little handle sticking up above the atfana. So noitel as a kisui. You pull up that kisui, vehin neiflois, and the gizim fall off automatically that were on the top. Those pieces that were on top fell off automatically, and it's only tiltum manatzad. And tiltum manatzad, the tzarek dova hamutter, you know, in order to get my food, it's mutter do tiltum manatzad. Ah, you can ask the kasha, l'chayra, the pot cover is a bosses. It's a bosses. Lach is, if you put bedas, smuksa on something, let's say you put on purpose, you know, your wallet on top of your shirt. You do it on purpose for Shabbos. You know, your shirt's muksa the whole Shabbos. So what's going on over here? Why isn't it a basis? It became a base for the Gizei Tzemer. So Rashi answers, a big aside, it's only called a base when the base is servicing the item. But here, the muksa is servicing the pot. It's covering the pot. So it doesn't become a basis. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns, Tosfos before, in the Masechta, a very important Tosfos, that is not called a basis if I plan on taking it off. If when I put it on Erev Shabbos, I planned on taking it off, that's not called a basis. And here, since I planned on shaking it off, it's not called a basis. So that's how you get the cover off. Now, how do you get now it's open. How do you get the food out? So you don't want to pull the whole pot out, because if you pull the whole pot out, all the hatmana will fall into the hole, and you're not going to be able to get the pot back in and recover it. So, and luckily, you'll have to return a pot back into hatmana if you made hatmana before Shabbos. So how are you getting it back in? So Shaul is how to get the food out. So Lazman is Arya Emer, Kupa, Mata al Tzida. You used to make a basket and put the pot in the basket and cover it with everything. So it's called a Kupa. So the Kupa you push to the side and that's how you pour the food out. You don't take the pot out. But Noitel, you take the food out. Shem Yitel, because if you take the whole pot out, you're not going to be able to put the whole Hatmana back together. Why? Because it's Muksa, the stuff. Even though you're allowed to redo the Hatmana since you did it before Shabbos. But it's muksa, so you have to be careful not to take the whole pot out, just push it to the side. That's what the realism of Azariah says. The Chamayimrim, Neutel Umachzer. Chamayimrim say, you could take it out and put it back, and we'll see in the Gemara, we'll explain, on Daf Nunam Beis, we'll explain the Machlokes, Lazar and Azariah and Chamayim, because Pashas of Lazar and Azariah is right. L'chayr, don't take it out, because it'd be a problem of muksa. But that the Gemara will explain later on. First, the Gemara that we're handling now is going to talk about the leather. It said, the allowed to make hatmano with shlochim, with leather pieces. Yosef Rav Yisim ben Achanoyev Avirinsim Relozov Yosef Rachniyev Achama Gabayev Vekoma Boyeluhu. And they had a shiloh. They were all sitting here and they had a shiloh like this. Shlokham Shabbal Abayis Tanan. Are we talking about here a piece of leather of the Baal Abayis? Aval Shal Uman, but from a Uman who makes leather, keeping the copper lao, since he's makvar on it, he has to use it for schayra, he has to sell it. Loy Metatinalu, you can't be metalfalit, even though you wrap the temporarily 1 week here you wrap your pots, but you can't metaltal. A dilma shall uman tanan, or maybe it's even talking about a uman. The koshkin shvavayis, that's mutter. Since it's royu to sit on it, that's a rug, it's mutter, it's not muksa. That's the shaila. I use it for atmara, is a muksa or not muksa? We had a similar shaila on yesterday's daf. If you use something for atmara, is it muksa or not? So here the same type of question is by shlachim. And really here the question is, shlachim, does a uman use it to sit on it even though he plans on selling it? That's really the question. If he uses it even though he's planning on selling it, then it's not muksa. But if not, then it's muksa. But a uman, you're makbir. A uman doesn't sit on it. A uman's makbir on it. So that's what Rabbi Yenis and Malazah said. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Yesi, said that my father, Rabbi Yesi, one of the big Tanoim, Rabbi Yesi, Avashlochahava, he was a tanner. He worked in leather. And he all the time said in the weekday, all the time in the weekday, he said, bring a leather rug, we have to sit on it. And even though he sold it, so you see he's not makban on it, and therefore he holds it's not muksa. So it's a machlekes over here, if a shlochim of a uman, a piece of leather of a uman is muksa or not.